It's particularly nice to have Chancellor Henry Yang here to make the opening remarks. Chancellor Yang has been a great friend of the physics department, of ITP, and of Jim's, so we're very grateful to have you here, Henry, and please proceed.
Thank you. Well, I like to, on behalf of UCSB and myself, I would like to welcome all of you to this very special symposium and this very on this very special day. You know, this is such a special symposium, and we are dedicated to the topics to discuss the physics that are near and dear to Jim's heart. I can't think of a better way. I would like to first thank the coordinators, Gary Horowitz and Bob Sugar and Doug Scalapino. Did I get it right? But I have to say, last year we celebrated the 60th birthday of Bob Sugar, and at that time Bob decided that from now on he has earned seniority, so he could say no to all the committee work. But after that, I have asked Bob to do a lot of things, including chairing a very important technology information board, and he has never said no to anything. And I, before I came here, I did my homework. I went to the web page and find out the background about all of the speakers. But I thought, when I saw Walter Cohn here and John Wheeler here, I figured I better let the session chairman introduce all the prominent speakers and our brilliant scholars, visitors. So I would just maybe skip all of those praises and go down to the business to share with you how I see Jim Hoddle from the point of view of a non-physicist. I first met Jim, and so I won't use my speech here. I first met Jim in 1994. I remember there was a lunch. I don't know if you remember. That lunch, we have about 7 or 8 faculty members. Actually, in my first year, I did 100 lunches just to get to know our faculty. That was in 1994 in the fall. So Jim was there and was mixed with some of the people of different disciplines. And Jim, you all know Jim. Jim is a straight shooter. He's not with too many words, and he talks fast. So and he paused a little bit. When he paused, then the next question come up. So he asked me questions after questions. I answered every one of them. If you ask me how did I answer, I don't remember, but I do remember what he asked. And basically, what he asked, I still remember. He was trying to figure out this new guy. Is he a bureaucrat? Does he understand the red tapes? Does he understand all the bureaucracies at UCSB? And also, does he appreciate quality? I guess, Jim, that's probably basically what you were after.
I wouldn't deny it.
Yeah. So that was a very interesting lunch. I still remember that. So from there on, naturally, I got to know Jim better. I want to find out about Jim, and he gained my respect by asking those questions. Then later on, one day, Jim Langer, I don't know, Jim probably is traveling all over the country now. Jim Langer suggested that I attend a reception called a Changing Guard reception. So he was very happily unload his duty, and Jim Hoddle was taken over as the ITP director for 2 years, as I recall. And so Jim really gave ITP 120% of his efforts. And he even read the... Do you have such a thing called a director's manual? A thick 1 or 2 inches about administrators, how to do things. And
we have a very thin.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, Deborah Storm has a very thick one, but I understand that the directors start from Walter, and you don't quite read that thick manual, but I understand that Jim reads them. So you were a very good director, and also you were so motivated from day one to find your successor. And he helped me a great deal, and David, when I went to Princeton campus trying to ask you to join us, and he was one of the motivator, one of the prime mover behind that. Then later on one time, I guess just 2 years ago, when Caltech had David Baltimore as the new president, and I think we all ought to join them to celebrate. And I was, but unfortunately I had some conflict, so I finally figured out a way. I go there to attend the morning function until noon, but I had to, there was some other commitment made a long time ago, so I asked Jim to help me. I don't know, did you bring your tuxedo that time?
It wasn't a tuxedo, but I did bring my academic outfit.
Oh, that's right, that's right. And we rented one, and I can't think of a better representative for me and the university to attend the inauguration ceremony of the president of Caltech and as a respected neighbor. So Jim did that for the whole function. We overlap of about half of the functions. I remember you were very kind helping us and represent us well. So I just feel so much wanted to be part of this celebration today. And Jim, from what Confucius said, when you celebrate your 60th birthday, you no longer have to extend yourself. So you can say no, just like Bob Sugar does. Thank you, and happy birthday.